It's birthday number 75 today. Yes, 75, three quarters of a century. For Debbie Harry, singer-songwriter, actress sometimes, Blondie, her band, with big hits like Heart of Glass, number one in 1979, and the Parallel Lines album from Blondie. This one, great song, Call Me. Also more than 30 film roles and numerous TV appearances. Also a former Playboy bunny. Debbie Harry from Blondie turns 75 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here at the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome to it on this Wednesday, July 1st. We're joined on the phone lines now by Vernon Robinson III, co-author of the book, Coming Home, How Black Americans Will Re-Elect Trump. You can also find this op-ed, Racism, Symbolism versus Substance, which he is a co-author of. You can find that out there at townhall.com. Also met him very briefly at CPAC this past year before the whole world turned upside down. Vernon, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Glad to be here, but if she's 75, we're getting old.
Yes, we are. It's a banner year, 75. I just look, Mick Jagger's 77 now. We're all getting old, Vernon. Let's talk about the book Coming Home. This op-ed, Symbolism versus Substance. Which party is the party of racism today? That's the question this column starts off with. And what's your answer?
Well, the Democratic Party has been the party of racism for a long time. 150 years ago, it was supporting lynchings, political violence through the Klan, segregation, slavery, Jim Crow laws, pistol permits to prevent black folks from defending themselves. And the Democratic Party is still the party of racism because it supports Planned Parenthood, that by the end of today will have killed 247 more black babies, 21 million total since Roe v. Wade. That's greater than the entire black population of the United States in 1960. Democrats still stand in the schoolhouse door of educational opportunity, trying to kill off charter schools, end vouchers, and force everybody to go into substandard union-run government schools. Democrats don't even know how to create a private sector job. And of course, they want to open the borders, which is a dagger at the heart of the black middle class, undercutting wages. And finally, they're back to the pistol permits. They want to take everybody's guns away, not just black folks, and also defund the police at the same time. Great idea. So clearly, the GOP and the Trump GOP has regained the moral high ground that was lost in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s when Herbert Hoover decided to resegregate the White House and create a lily white Republican Party, and the conservative movement was largely absent from voting rights battles and civil rights the civil rights movement. So, but clearly, with the achievements of the Trump administration, lowest black unemployment in history, lowest difference between black unemployment and white employment in history, creating more jobs than people to fill them, which is a lot better than the way that Obama tried to lower unemployment, which is just take people and make them so they just give up hope and go on welfare, able-bodied, without dependents, going on welfare. So, it's fighting to secure the border and can we trade in some of those Supreme Court justices? I don't know. But
yeah.
The thesis of the book is that Trump has regained the moral high ground and can turn the FDR strategy on its head of selling himself and not the Republican Party, because the Republican Party's brand has been destroyed in the black community by its own political malpractice. And so I'd say the Democrat Party is the party of racism. What do you think?
I got to ask about this. Clearly, it's not in the book because it's just a recent event in the book, Coming Home, How Black Americans Will Re-Elect Trump. But watching these riots, watching these protests in cities, especially like on the south side of Chicago, where so many minority-owned businesses were just destroyed, businesses that have been there for decades destroyed, and so many Democratic mayors and Democratic governors did not lift a finger to stop that. That has to make an impact.
Well, it's amazing that you can have an incident where a guy is killed as a result of policies approved by a Democrat city council with a Democrat mayor and a local Democrat district attorney. The senator was the district attorney. The state attorney,
right,
the attorney general, who declined to prosecute the guy who is implicated in the killing of Mr. Floyd. And they have a Democrat governor, and somehow that's the Republicans' fault and Donald Trump's fault. Mm-hmm. So what is happening is that the Democrats have to have a huge black turnout and need to get 90% of the vote. If they get 89% of the vote, they lose.
Yeah.
So you will see this is only the first of many racial incidents that will happen and be blown up by the press, because they have to instill in black voters a palatable fear of their continued existence, because that's the only thing that will drive turnout. And the Democrats play the race card and exacerbate racial tensions all the time for political purposes, because that's the only way they know how to gin up a black turnout.
Vernon Robinson III, co-author of Coming Home, the book, How Black Americans Will Re-Elect Trump. Also check out townhall.com for this op-ed co-written by Vernon. Symbolism versus substance. Racism, symbolism versus substance. Hope to talk again soon. Vernon, thanks for coming on the Steve Gruber Show.
And check out Amazon to get the book.
Helping those who need it most while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.